This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. Mr. Modi will participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event and inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. We have a report.
Among the projects to be launched today, projects worth over 7,800 crore are related to maritime sector alone. These include major projects like new cruise terminal in Mumbai, new container facility at key ports in Kolkata and Paradeep, and green biomethanol plant at Deen Dayal Port in Kandla. The new projects worth over 26,300 crore will be launched in Gujarat, taking forward the government's commitment to clean energy. The PM will also virtually dedicate the fully solarized Dhoda village in Kutch. Akhund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
India has said that it expects Saudi Arabia to take into consideration mutual interests and sensitivities in the bilateral strategic partnership, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, during a press briefing in New Delhi yesterday, was replying to a media query on the mutual defense agreement signed by Pakistan and Saudi Arabia recently.
India and Saudi Arabia, a wide-ranging strategic partnership, which has deepened in the last several years considerably. We expect that this strategic partnership will keep in mind mutual interest and sensitivities.
On India-US trade talks, Mr. Jaiswal said the two sides have decided to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. India has strongly cautioned all its citizens to exercise the strictest vigilance regarding employment promises or offers in Iran. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said the government of Iran allows visa-free entry to Indians only for tourism purposes. It said any agents promising visa-free entry into Iran for employment or other purposes may well be in conveyance with criminal gangs. The ministry advised Indian citizens not to fall prey to such offers. India has been re-elected to the Council of Administration and the Postal Operations Council, POC, of the Universal Post Union, UPU, during the 28th UPU Congress held in Dubai. Ministry of Communications said in a statement that India's re-election reflects the confidence of the international community in India Post leadership, reforms and innovative digital initiatives. The Election Commission has reiterated that no deletion of any vote can be done online by any individual from the public. The Commission said there has been no wrongful deletion of electors in Aland Assembly constituency of Karnataka. It said an FIR was registered by the Commission itself in 2023 against suspicious attempt of deletions. The poll body said, as per Registration of Electors Rules 1960, no name is deleted from the roll without issuing a notice to the affected person and giving him an opportunity of being heard. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation that will require a new annual $100,000 fee for applicants to the H-1B visa program, aiming to reduce foreign workers in the tech industry. Now, companies who apply to bring in workers from other countries on this visa will have to fulfill the amount per visa payment annually. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have stormed into the semi-finals of the China Masters. The duo defeated Chinese pair of Ren Xiangqiu and Shi Haonan 21-14 in the quarterfinals at the Shenzhen Arena yesterday. The Indian duo will now take on Malaysian pair Arun Chia and So Wuyik in the semi-finals today. In women's cricket, India will face Australia in the series deciding third and final one-day international in Delhi this afternoon. The third and final one-day international is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The three-match series is currently levelled 1-1 after the Indian team registered a convincing 102-run victory in the second ODI. This series holds significant importance for both teams as they gear up for the upcoming ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.